You'll hear someone talking about a particular subject, and you will be given some text with spaces which correspond to the recording. Use the information from the recording to fill in the spaces in the text. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
Following the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland, a deal was reached between Gaddafi of Libya and the British government, in which the trial of the accused bombers would happen in a neutral country, in return for the extradition of the accused bombers. The Netherlands agreed to host the trial, and so a portion of the Netherlands, a former NATO base called Camp Zeist, became a piece of Scottish land in the Netherlands. This land was part of Scotland with Scottish police, Scottish judges, Scottish law, and thus the court established on the site for the proceedings was dubbed the Scottish Court in the Netherlands. Following the trial and a subsequent appeal, the land was ceded back to the Netherlands, but for a short time Scotland was just that tiny bit bigger. Across the channel, in the area that's always Scotland, there are two islands called Westerly and Papa Westerly. The airports of these two islands can boast that between them runs the shortest regular scheduled commercial flight in the world. It takes a mere minute, costs £17, and travels 1.7 miles, roughly the same distance as the runway of the airport of Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. There are a number of places also called Edinburgh in the world, but the coolest is Edinburgh of the Seven Seas, located in the British Overseas Territory island of Tristan and Cona. Edinburgh of the Seven Seas is considered to be the most remote inhabited place on Earth. The island is 1,200 miles from the closest other inhabited place, the island of St. Helena, and 1,500 miles from the nearest continental land, South Africa. There's no airport and no regular transport links off the island, and the only way the 300 residents can reach the rest of the world is by hitching a ride on a fishing boat, and those only come 8 or 9 times a year. At 64 square miles, Tristan is the 1,060th largest island in the world, but the 8th largest island in the world is Victoria Island in Canada. On Victoria Island, there's a lake, home to an island which has a lake on it with one more island. This tiny 4-acre island is so remote that it's thought that no human has ever set foot on it. Victoria Island, the island that holds the lake, that holds the island which has the lake with this island, is slightly bigger than Great Britain and has a population of less than 2,000. Also in Canada, but much further south, is Vancouver. About 22 miles south of downtown Vancouver is Point Roberts, Washington, which is part of the United States. However, you cannot get to the rest of the United States without crossing into Canada. This is because Point Roberts lies south of the 49th parallel, which constitutes much of the border between the two countries.
Now, listen again.
Following the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland, a deal was reached between Gaddafi of Libya and the British government, in which the trial of the accused bombers would happen in a neutral country, in return for the extradition of the accused bombers. The Netherlands agreed to host the trial, and so a portion of the Netherlands, a former NATO base called Camp Zeist, became a piece of Scottish land in the Netherlands. This land was part of Scotland with Scottish police, Scottish judges, Scottish law, and thus the court established on the site for the proceedings was dubbed the Scottish Court in the Netherlands. Following the trial and a subsequent appeal, the land was ceded back to the Netherlands, but for a short time Scotland was just that tiny bit bigger. Across the channel, in the area that's always Scotland, there are two islands called Westerly and Papa Westerly. The airports of these two islands can boast that between them runs the shortest regular scheduled commercial flight in the world. It takes a mere minute, costs £17, and travels 1.7 miles, roughly the same distance as the runway of the airport of Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. There are a number of places also called Edinburgh in the world, but the coolest is Edinburgh of the Seven Seas, located in the British Overseas Territory island of Tristan and Cona. Edinburgh of the Seven Seas is considered to be the most remote inhabited place on Earth. The island is 1,200 miles from the closest other inhabited place, the island of St. Helena, and 1,500 miles from the nearest continental land, South Africa. There's no airport and no regular transport links off the island, and the only way the 300 residents can reach the rest of the world is by hitching a ride on a fishing boat, and those only come 8 or 9 times a year. At 64 square miles, Tristan is the 1,060th largest island in the world, but the 8th largest island in the world is Victoria Island in Canada. On Victoria Island, there's a lake, home to an island which has a lake on it with one more island. This tiny 4-acre island is so remote that it's thought that no human has ever set foot on it. Victoria Island, the island that holds the lake, that holds the island which has the lake with this island, is slightly bigger than Great Britain and has a population of less than 2,000. Also in Canada, but much further south, is Vancouver. About 22 miles south of downtown Vancouver is Point Roberts, Washington, which is part of the United States. However, you cannot get to the rest of the United States without crossing into Canada. This is because Point Roberts lies south of the 49th parallel, which constitutes much of the border between the two countries.